Welcome back to another edition of Enjoy the Outdoors. I'm going to talk a little bit today about fishing. And if you tune into this because you want to hear about Monroe or Patoka, one of the big reservoirs, then this isn't the right place because I do fish out there, but I don't fish there enough to know where to go. Today is Saturday, March 30th, and it's a beautiful Saturday. I'm down here in my backyard around a fireplace and listen to the cardinals and all kinds of birds do their spring songs, and it's just a beautiful day. And so we're going to talk about fishing, and we're going to talk about fishing small lakes, small waters. So if you're a person with a kayak or a canoe or a float tube, which is my favorite way to go, this is going to be the right place for you. We're going to talk about the area to the south and west of here that has three pretty big fishing areas. We've got Hillenbrand, we've got Minnehaha, and then Green Sullivan State Forest, and they're all located to the south and west of the Bloomington area, to the north, northeast, or northwest of the Linton area. So that kind of gives you an idea location-wise where we're talking about. Let's start with Green Sullivan State Forest. It's a pretty amazing place. It's really divided up into two halves. The east, or the old section, is most of the water that sets east of the Green Sullivan State line. And honestly, there's just so many lakes there that you could start in and probably fish one lake a day and maybe not make it through all of them in one year. But we're going to talk about a few of those. First one's going to be Downing. I like Downing a lot. It sets to the north, just almost butts up against Highway 159. You can find it by turning left or going south on 900 off of Highway 54. It's got a campground on the far west end. And the thing about Downing is nice is it's a nice bluegill lake. There's a lot of big bluegill, and I've caught some pretty good stringers on a fly rod with just a simple rubber spider, something simple like that. Another lake kind of in the same area is Airline, and Airline is one of those lakes where they dump some trout in each year, and it's just a crystal clear lake, and it's pretty cool to fish Airline because you can look down underneath and see 20, 30 feet straight down, and that's unique. That's just something you don't get to do all the time. A little bit further south and a little bit further east is the Wampler Lake area, and that's a big complex of stripper pit cuts, and good for bass, good for bluegill, crappie, you name it, they've got it in there, and a lot of water, and you can always find some water by yourself. Even if there's a lot of other fishermen, you can get in a little cove and fish and do really well. And then all the way to the south, one more that I really like, and again there's hundreds, but I like Graveyard is another lake that's very long and thin. Got a lot of shore to fish. I've had some remarkable days in there catching 14, 15-inch bass on a fly rod just almost nonstop. So give Green Sullivan State Forest a look. And their forest headquarters are located on 159, just south of Duggar on 159, just off of Highway 54. Let's talk a little bit about the west unit, though, in Green Sullivan. That's one of my favorite places, and that's a newer area. Lots of lakes over there. They're a little bit bigger lakes, and they aren't quite as old, meaning they're not cut in hardwoods. They're out in the open. Several lakes over there, some of the key lakes to talk about. First and foremost is the biggest lake, is Bass Lake. It's about 220 acres. Good bass population. I've caught a lot of crappie, but the thing that I go to bass for is the muskie, and oddly enough, that's one of the few lakes here in southern Indiana where you can catch a good muskie, and I do believe that there's a 50-inch muskie in there swimming around, and I hope to be one of the people that catches it this year, but get to Bass and enjoy it. One of my very favorite lakes in the entire southern Indiana is a little lake called Black Cat. Doesn't look like much. It's kind of crescent-shaped. It's got a lot of nice bass fishing in it. Again, it's also a lake that they've stocked with muskie along the way, as have they done at West Lake. So that whole area in there in the West Duggar unit is good. It's kind of more open water. Usually it's not too crowded. Occasionally on a Saturday, Bass Lake will have a bass fishing tournament, and it may get busy, but other than that, you're really in pretty good shape. Let's talk a little bit next about Hillenbrand. And Hillenbrand is straight north of Linton on 59 and sets to the back to the east, and there are a lot of lakes. Not a lot. There's about 20 lakes in this watershed area, and again, it's stripper pit fishing. A few that we can talk about today that I know quite a bit about is Midland is about a 20-acre lake that sits right off of to the east of Highway 59 and behind the little bitty church/town of Midland. It's a long cylindrical lake, and I've caught a lot of nice bass in there. I've even caught a couple 20-inch bass in that lake, so I know there's some good ones in there. Horseshoe Lake is a lake that I like. It's very clear, and it stays clear even on those days when it seems to be pretty bad and rains quite a bit. And it's a big watershed. Horseshoe is 27 acres. And in fact, I was on there just this last Saturday and caught a couple of nice bass and have done well in there in the past. Another lake that's nice and easy to hit right there, it's a little tougher to get to, but it's a nice lake, is Shelter. And Shelter does have a boat ramp. It's a tiny boat ramp, but it's you can get a pretty decent boat in there. It's got a lot of nice bass. It's got a couple of streams that come in and a couple of streams that go out, so therefore there's always water moving through there. The bad thing about Shelter is if it's rained any time in the recent past, it'll turn soupy and be almost chocolate colored and be hard to fish. And lastly is Beaver Dam. Beaver Dam's another nice one. It's 18 acres. It's one of the deeper lakes in this Hillenbrand area. And I've caught a lot of nice bluegill in there, again, fishing the edge with a fly rod. So those are a couple of the systems. Let's talk one more system real quickly. Let's talk about Minnehaha. And that's one of my favorite areas. It sets just north of the West Duggar unit. And in fact, it's just east of Sullivan, Indiana, as you look at a map. And the nicest thing about there, these are very clean, clear lakes, very deep lakes. In fact, I had my depth finder out a couple years ago, and I was in my float tube and floated over an area in one of the lakes that was about 110 feet deep. That kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies a little bit, but let's talk about a couple of lakes in there. First of all, the kind of the main lake in the entire system is Island, and Island sets pretty close to Highway 54. In fact, that's where their main headquarters are located. It's the area where, as of April 1st, which is in just a couple of days here for me, they'll be dumping about 3,000 or 4,000 trout into that, usually about 3,000 into Island. And so for the first week, 2 weeks, you can catch a stringer of trout. Need to have a trout and salmon stamp to do that, but it's a fun time. It's a nice place to fish. However, Island is just good throughout the year. It's very clear water, so you need to be careful about fishing at daylight, very high sunny areas or sunny days, excuse me, and try to fish early in the morning, late at night, or especially on cloudy days. But if you get the right day in the right place and time, Island is a great bass fishing lake. Another one that I like is right across the road from that, and that's Canvasback Lake. And it's a long, narrow lake, very clear water. It's got some points and edges that stick out where they must have missed or planned to miss when they were strip mining in that area, and the bass tend to hold and gather up on that portion of the lake. So give that a try. But all in all, these are there's more lakes in this area than you can shake a stick at, so to speak. And one of the resources that I have that's real handy is this Sportsman's Connection. It's Southern Indiana Fishing Map and Guide, and it's the southern two-thirds of Indiana, and you can pick this up locally. I think I got mine at Walmart or Kmart or something like that. But once again, Sportsman's Connection, Southern Indiana Fishing Map and Guide, and it gives you rivers, creeks, streams, lakes, public lakes, even the Ohio River if you choose to go down there, all the way from about Tippecanoe and Lafayette County south. So give that a look. That's something that will help you out quite a bit. But get out this year and get going. I think you'll enjoy these lakes. They're they're truly a gem. I have caught some really nice bass in these lakes. I've also had days where I've caught just bunches and bunches and bunches of 12, 13, 14, 15 inch bass. And you know, if you do that on light equipment or a fly outfit, that's an excellent way to go and a fun day. And rarely do I ever have to run into anyone else and see anyone else out there. So it's nice to put your, you know, like I said, canoe, kayak, float tube, whatever, however you're going to go, put it in on the water. One more thing, just make sure you drop by the state park or wherever you get your permits at and grab your 2013, either motorized or non-motorized boat permit. The non-motorized are $5. The motorized ones now are up to $22. That's pretty good value for a whole year. And believe it or not, your float tube guys, you have to have one of those with you as well. I was told a few years ago, and this is how I do it, I put one in a just a plastic Ziploc bag, put it in one of my front pockets, keep it with me so that if you're stopped, you've got that $5 non-motorized tag with you. So there you go, another edition of Enjoy the Outdoors. I hope you get out this spring and just really tear them up and have a great time and enjoy all the resources that we have here in southern Indiana.